Good morning. We would like to welcome you to this chapel service with a foreign missions emphasis. We are appreciative of this opportunity of sharing with you, and we're grateful to those who gave us this opportunity. We invite you now to worship with us as we celebrate the Great Commission, the challenge that Christ has given all of us to preach the gospel to every creature, and then the end.
Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful that we have received many blessings from you, both material and spiritual. We thank you most of all for the salvation we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And help us, our Father, to live grateful lives, to show our gratitude day by day in seeking to do your will. And Father, we pray that you would take this service, bless it, and use it for your name's honor and glory. Enlarge our vision and help us to see a world lost and in need of Christ. And help us to determine in our hearts that we'll do everything possible to share the message of the gospel with those who know him not as their Lord and Savior. Bless us and help us to be a blessing to others, for we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." My name is Jerry McAtee. My wife, Lorraine, and I are missionaries from the country of Jordan. I went to Jordan as an electrical engineer to supervise the maintenance work at the Baptist Hospital. However, soon after arriving there, the Lord began to open doors of opportunity for us to witness to university students. I soon discovered that I experienced my greatest joy and sense of fulfillment working with these students. It worked out so that the majority of our 3 years in Jordan was spent in this area of ministry. I also found that being an engineer gave me opportunities that I otherwise may not have had. I have come to Southeastern Seminary to complete the MDiv degree so that I can become better equipped to serve the Lord in this new calling in my life to minister to students overseas. May we stand and sing hymn 304.
Good morning. I'm Al Hood, missionary doctor to the Bangkla Baptist Hospital, Bangkla, Thailand. As a surgeon, I feel like I have a four-hour operation, but I only have time to just make an incision. We'll have to skip the anesthesia and move on. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I praise the Lord today that he saved me as a boy of 9 off the farm in Wayne County, North Carolina, and that as a boy of 19, he brought me to a time of decision and commitment to him to be a medical missionary. It was some 19 years later we arrived to serve at the Baptist Hospital in Thailand. I was introduced one time as a skin specialist. He said he specialized in the skin and all of its contents. That pretty well describes it. But I thank the Lord that although we treat all manner of diseases, we're called upon at the hospital to treat leprosy, malaria, tuberculosis, parasitic problems, and all kinds of surgical diseases. I've had the privilege of treating all manner of disease. I've patched up just about anything you patch from the head to the toe. But you know, the greatest thrill I've ever experienced in my life is the privilege of helping people get right with the Lord who created them in the first place. That's a real joy. And I thank the Lord that although I'm trained as a physician, I have the privilege as a missionary not only in Thailand, but wherever I go, to share the Lord Jesus with people around the world. And I praise him today that he loved me and called me to serve him and to be in his will. I think is the greatest thing that could ever happen to me or to you. Last furlough, I met a surgeon. He said, "Al, pray for me." He said, "I can't afford to be out of the will of God. And I can't, nor can he or you. But I thank him today that out of his grace and out of his wisdom, he saved me and called me, and I count it a joyous privilege to serve him in Thailand as your representative in that place, in that land that knows very little about Jesus."
Above all, God has called us to be faithful to his word and to be obedient to his command to go. Because of my health problems, we ruled out foreign missions. We didn't feel that we could go, but now we've laid aside this excuse and we've become available to God's will for our lives. God will have to be the one to close the door, not us. Because of the Iranian crisis, I feel even more convinced than ever the urgent need to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ abroad as well as in our own country. We need so desperately here in our nation to get on our knees and pray. We have somehow lost the command of Jesus to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. I fear that history may be repeating itself. In a sense, the Iranians are right. Our nation portrays a picture of immorality and blasphemy of God. But how can we as Christians change this picture? First, I feel that we need to pray for our missionaries that are around the world in these Muslim countries that are being our witnesses for us. And then I feel that we must become available to God's will, because God will use us, me and you, if we trust him enough to find out what his will is for us. And then I don't feel that becoming a missionary is a sacrifice. I feel that it's a tremendous privilege with the responsibility.
I'm my wife's better half. I'm Richard Porter, and it's my wife, Romaine. For many years, we thought, like she said, that we couldn't go on the mission field because of our health, but we knew we were missionaries. We knew that the cause of Christ was such that we had to be a witness wherever we lived. And after the time of our life came, the decision to come on and go to further schooling, we felt it even more. And through the years, it's just grown on us it's such an exciting thing to wait on the Foreign Mission Board as we go through the process to see if they'll accept us. You know, we pray that they will, but we also pray that God's will would be done. And if he sees fit to leave us here at home to work here, then we'll work even harder to send others in our place. Because, you know, we're a product of missions ourselves. My wife said I shouldn't say this because I've said it other times. I'm sure you recognize that I'm not a Southerner. We're a Yankee. Well, we've been saved, we've been converted, and we're a Christian, and we thank the Lord for that. And missionaries in this country reached us for the gospel of Christ, and we want to reach others for his honor and his glory. Dr. Graham said something more succinctly than I could when he was here in chapel. He said, "We are debtors to Christ." My question to you this morning is, how much are you a debtor to Jesus for what you are today, for what he's done for your life and your salvation and the growth that you've had and the maturity that you're experiencing? Are you willing to put yourself on the line and ask God to tell him you're available? He's opened the doors. Let him close them for foreign missions if that be his will. But won't you make yourself available this morning to him? We pray that you do.
Since I was 12 years old, I felt a call to missions. I'm not sure, I'll stand here and say right now, I'm not sure exactly where this call will lead. I'm in the process of talking to the Foreign Mission Board and searching. But this is a real deep time of searching for me. to see where God would have me be, because as Mr. Hood said, I cannot be happy. I cannot be fulfilled except that I'm in the will of God. And I'm just searching now to see what he would have me do. This is a possibility, and I'm working with the Foreign Mission Board, who's been very good in cooperating with me. But the thing that I feel most strongly is that I'm committed to finding God's will for my life, and I seek to be available for him to use me as he will.
Available for God to use me. Available if God should choose me. Should it be here or there, it doesn't matter where. My waiting heart prepare, as in my earnest prayer I declare I'm available for God to use me. Available if God should choose. Doesn't matter when. I want to see lost men be born again. Available for God to you. Choose you while in this moment still you think upon his will, devoting every skill as you his plan fulfill. So until be available. Choose you. If you would useful be at home or across the sea, say with sincerity, Christ live through me.
My name is Paul Klein, and I'll be a science teacher in Botswana, Africa. I guess here in this very short time that I have this morning, I'd like to leave a message of two thoughts on your mind, two thoughts or feelings that I'm going through now. One is excitement, and one is thankfulness. I'm excited that we are beginning a new and adventurous career. And I feel that finally I'm at the place where God wants me to be. And I'm thankful for the many friends who have loved and led me to where I am at this time. I'm also very thankful for the Missionary Journeyman Program, of which Sally and I were both a part of about 10 years ago, because I think there at that time that I grew personally, my Christian faith grew, and my desire to know more about missions also grew. But I think in the final thought that I would want to leave with you all here today is to tell you that I am very excited and thankful about being a part of the Botswana mission. Because when I look at the Botswana mission that we are going to be a part of, I see that we are witnessing to the whole man, to his physical, spiritual, and mental needs. As I have read about the people who are already there in Botswana, I see that we have preachers, agricultural workers, medical people, all kinds of people working together to further the kingdom of God. And I'm just excited and thankful that God calls Christian laymen to be a part of that team.
Paul's excited and I'm scared. If I can get over my fright, though, I'll continue. One of the requirements of the Foreign Mission Board for the lay ministry in career missions is at least 20 hours at a seminary. And we looked around at seminaries. We went to Southwestern and looked it over right well. And to be honest, I didn't even think of Southeastern. Living in Virginia, I'm sorry I didn't, but I didn't. And we were coming back from that trip out to Southwestern, and suddenly Southeastern popped into my head. And I said, Paul, let's go by and see Southeastern. We loved what we saw. And then we came back and talked with Dr. Sandusky, and he was the magnet that got us here, would you believe? I guess he probably affected a lot of you all as well. But Dr. Sandusky is the one who pulled us into this position. And it was sort of like in the journeyman program. The 8 weeks that we had of training there was worth the whole thing, even if we had not have gone to Kenya. Although having been in Kenya, that was worth a lifetime as well. At the seminary since June, it's been a whole new experience for me. I must admit, between historical, critical, theological, and plenary verbal, and hermeneutic and kerygma, I don't know what it's all about. Somehow it translates, and any professors, please ignore that, how it translates, though, I know, into love. That's the whole name of the game for me. And that's why we're going. We want to go. Often the idea of the missionary sacrificing scares me a little bit. Something's wrong. I don't like to sacrifice too much, I reckon. And we're just excited about it. It's something we want to do. And we're looking forward to it. We feel that this is what we must do. And I want to take the moment here to thank Southeastern Seminary for the part that it had, the little part. It's just not big enough in our experiences.
I'm Rosalind Harrell from Kenya, East Africa. It was 41 years ago, at the age of 9, that I responded to the initiative which God took in calling me to salvation and to service. Now, from the very beginning, there was a deep sense that this service would take me eventually into a culture that was not my own. Over a period of 19 years, I spent in preparation and in response to that call to service right here in the United States. And that call was finally particularized in 3 years in Tanzania and now 19 years in Kenya. I remember that when I wrote my life history in preparation for appointment at the Foreign Mission Board, I was so caught with the necessity of sharing the good news that I quoted Paul and said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." Now, on the side, I would say that kind of preaching has nothing to do with being ordained. But this quote, preaching, unquote, has been done in a variety of ways, both here and there. As a teacher, as a writer, as an editor, as a caterer for a conference center, and in many other ways. But one of the most significant expressions of that call has been as a wife and as a mother. And I would like to just share with you briefly one personal experience. The crux of what I'm going to say is this, that the Christian is exposed to some of the same kinds of difficulties, problems, and pain that anyone else is exposed to. But the Christian, and yes, the Christian missionary, has the resource of prayer and has the secure knowledge that our Lord always works redemptively. 2 years ago, our youngest of three children, Sam, was ready to go to boarding school. Much prayer and much preparation had gone into this time. He went off with a very happy face with his suitcases, and lo and behold, 3 days later, he was back home with many tears and much distress. I think I'm using the right slang when I said he said, "I can't hack it, Mom and Dad. I just can't make it. It's going to blow my mind. I'm just too homesick. What can we do?" We spent one whole Saturday talking, praying, trying to convince him that this was a step he needed to take. But at the end of the day, he still said, "I can't make it." At our wits' end, my husband went into the bedroom to pray, and he came out and he said, "Son, there is one alternative. We will take a leave of absence and we will go to the States and let you finish your high school." You know, God gives us these children. They are an integral part of our call, and they are our concern, and God gives us wisdom in dealing with these problems. In 10 minutes, Sam had his suitcases packed, stood tall, and said, "Dad, I could never come between you and Mom, your work, what God has called you to do. I'm a part of it. I want to cooperate with it. I'm ready to go back to school and try to make a go of it." Not only did he go back to school, not only did he excel academically, but he grew spiritually in leaps and bounds. It is my firm conviction that when the Lord calls us, each one of us, to be his disciple, he gives us the grace we need. He gives us all that we need. He is sufficient, and he will keep us.
Might as well be seated. I have a few things I want to say before the benediction. First, there will be a dialogue with the missionaries in the conference room at Mackey Building on the second floor from 10:30 until 11. I'm Cliff Scarborough. My wife Betty and I are in our final year here at Southeastern. We came to seminary after I retired from the United States Army in 1977. But I believe that God was calling us long before this to the mission field. During my final 12 years in the military, I was stationed in a mission area. Part of the time was here in the United States, and the rest of it was overseas. But I believe that God was preparing us at that time, during those years, to go to the mission field. And we plan and hope to be appointed next May to the country of Belize in the Caribbean area. Please rise for the benediction. Let us pray. May the one who is able keep you holy and present you blamelessly at his coming. May you abound in the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and ever walk faithful in his footsteps. Amen.